not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden.
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty.
Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes.
General, would you care to step outside?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
That's just fucked up. Look at the size of that gorgeous microphone. What the
Yes, well, at some point, one of these will be making its way out.
How do I sound, Marco?
Whatever, dude. Shut up.
Do I sound silky smooth?
No, you sound oppressive.
Oppressive? Oh, because I'm white?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. I saw a video on the internet, and it's literally a woman on one of those fucking TikTok things, or yeah. It might be TikTok, it might not, I don't know, but she's literally singing a song about how racist white people are, and she's white, she's a white woman, and she's like, it goes along with the first one I saw, which was a woman singing, you know, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Oh, the teacher, the fucking teacher. It's the person who's indoctrinating children singing
that.
The
one who's saying, if you don't believe in white privilege, please don't teach. Believe in white. Okay. So this other lady, holy shit balls. She's literally singing about how white people are racist. And she's white. And I'm going, and she's saying you're just inherently like flat out saying, not even like, oh, I'm not saying all white people are racist. No, straight up. All white people are racist.
Wow.
We had an episode about that.
Yes, we did.
It's fucking bullshit.
It's all bullshit. Well, on that note. Actually, no, Matt does sound a lot. Well, welcome to the locker room, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tom.
And I'm Matthew.
And apparently I'm the beaner in the corner that didn't get anything for Christmas.
Yeah, and what Mark was referring to is if I sound a little extra silky smooth this time around, it's because of our good friends over at CAD Audio with the homie hookup of a mic and a stand and
it's a Podmaster microphone, and it comes with those little boob arm.
Podmaster Super D. Marco, that stands for Super Dick. Probably not. Sorry, Kat. Yeah. Podmaster Super D USB.
Please send us more free shit.
It's not my fault. It's the bourbon. I grabbed the wrong bottle this evening. I put it on our story like 20 minutes ago. Said, hey, I'm getting all primed up to record after I realized that instead of grabbing the regular Scotch blended whiskey that I was going to grab, nice little 12-year-old age bottle, I grabbed one of Noah's finest, which is aged to the right percentage of 114.3 proof. So we're sitting at about 57.9% alcohol by volume on that bad boy.
Good morning.
So buckle good up for the morning. Fuckers, because here we go.
Well, all right. Marco, we will be getting you your Podmaster from CAD Audio shortly.
Whatever.
Sending it out to you.
Hey, blame it on the weather in Texas, man. It was hard to get shit shipped out to you, man. And you know
what?
Thomas and I work together.
No, I blame it on the fact that Marco already had a microphone, and so you were the next in line to get one.
There we go. Yeah, see?
Oh, my God. Bitter party of one. Your table's now available. Bitter party of one. Oh, that's me. They just called me. Oh, my God. I'll see you later.
Is the coaster vibrating in your back pocket right now?
Oh, my God, dude. You know what? I'm going back to my ice storm.
Right.
Boy. Well, hey, wait, before we get started, did you, I know, Thomas, you know, but Marco, do you know of the ridiculousness that I'm doing this weekend? Because I wanted to see if anybody else that's listening, because now it's Thursday when you're hearing this, but as of tomorrow evening at 8 p.m., I'm doing the old David Goggins 4x4x48 challenge.
Oh, I saw you post something about that.
Yeah,
can you elaborate?
Of
can
a masochist. Elaborate? So it's
he's volunteering for torture.
Yeah, well, you have to do hard shit once in a while, you know? You got to do
this. Is not hard shit. This is insane.
Yeah. So it's to raise money for charity, and they've already raised over $100,000 just on the t-shirt sales.
Cool. Then they don't need you.
Well, I'm going to do it. Fuck that. So it's 4x4x48. You run 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. So you're going to run 48 miles within the 48 hours, which is just a few miles short of a back-to-back marathon. So it starts Friday evening at 8 p.m. And every 4 hours, at the top of every fourth hour, I'm going to get my happy ass up and head out for a little 4 mile trek.
Now, before you ask, I already asked. Yes, at 2 a.m, he'll have to get up.
Well, it'll be 4 a.m. So if you have to start at 8 o'clock at night, then it'll be midnight, and then 4 a.m, and then 8 a.m, and then noon, and then 4 in the afternoon. And yeah,
that sounds like a whole lot of fuck no.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
So I'm going from running a 10K, which is like 6.23 mile, whatever. I do like 6.5 miles every morning, from doing that to 48 miles of running within 48 hours. So we'll see how the old janky foot holds up.
So that's a hard pass for me. I appreciate you though. I'm supporting you.
You're morally supportive of this, but
I believe in you.
Today Matt has yes. a topic. Is this more of a topic or a rant? I don't know.
It's going to be all of the above. I think it's starting off with good intentions of a topic, and I think we are all going to take our turns ranting, because I think collectively we the people have determined that this is bullshit. So basically what has happened lately is the bar that cancel culture has set up is so ridiculously low that people are fucking tripping over it. You don't even jump over the bar. You're tripping over this fucking bar. Anything you do now, you get canceled. The last straw for me recently, up until yesterday with the Dr. Seuss thing, was fucking Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So Hasbro.
Ooh, we
Hasbro
have to be Hasbricks now. Hasbro,
you got to change their name.
Yeah,
has determined that they're going to
maybe has it. Maybe has it.
Has. You know what? If they keep it up, they're going to be has been.
They're going to be was bro.
Hey, you know what? They should just go with the fucking old school Saturday Night Live show. Just be like, just Pat.
Go yeah, there you go. Yeah. Have a Pat toy. There you go. Not that's anatomically it. Correct.
But here's the thing. So they're rebranding Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head as just Potato Head.
Right.
First of all, Mr. Potato Head, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head were the first legit transgender toy anyway, because you could take any part and move it from one to the other.
Right. The potato just identified as a potato.
Yeah. Right. Potatoes don't have fucking genders. They're potatoes. But yeah, it just got me thinking.
Have you asked the potato?
Here's the thing. There's a Mr. Potato Head, a Mrs. Potato Head. If you want to go down this whole, you know, gender fluid, binary, non-binary, whatever the fuck, trans, whatever, why not just leave Mr. and Mrs. alone? Because there are Mr. and Mrs. in the world. Right? And just add another one to it and call it Potato Head. Or, so you leave Mr. Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head, and then you have Potato Head.
Or just like pretend that when you put the lady parts on the potato, that it was originally a boy potato, and then you have a tranny potato.
I don't think you can say tranny anymore. That's the thing.
Like, why not?
You don't have to say transgender. You can't say tranny.
But they're not.
Or no, you can't see transvestite. I don't know. The rules keep changing.
I don't. I mean, a tranny's a tranny, right? Like,
I don't know.
I think a tranny is like actual transgender.
Right. But are you allowed to say transvestite anymore, or is that no longer a thing because now it's transgender?
Well, I think if you're a male, no, transvestite's a thing, because if you're a
male, for sure,
who wants to be a male but likes wearing women's clothing,
you're just playing dress up.
You're a transvestite.
Okay.
And it's what did the guys call
it? Like a sweet trans, a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania?
Transylvania, correct.
Metallica guy, Rocky Horror Picture Show. That was a reference to.
But don't rent it.
You can't go see it
at midnight at a theater. It don't bother, because it's not a great movie.
You don't get to watch it by yourself. You have to go to the live performance.
Metallica guy, you're gonna need.
I don't know where Metallica guy lives. If theaters are open,
if you're
in Texas, then
you're gonna be fine. That's a Wednesday.
I was gonna say, yeah, congratulations, Marco. The governor was like, you know what? Y'all suffered enough with that storm. I'm just gonna open the state right up for you.
I don't know, man. He's been getting a whole bunch of shit about a whole bunch of other things. So I think, like, yeah, I think he just did that move to kind of the safe face, or like, oh, I know y'all hate me, but let me just do this.
But so then I saw
even about after, the other thing.
Even after he did that move, then people were like, well, fuck you. You don't get praise. You should have done this a while ago. It's like, you just can't win at this point.
Yeah, right. Well,
yeah,
that's
the same thing. Well, it's the same thing for if all of a sudden, you know, if Newsom over there was just like, yo, let's just open everything up and call it a fucking day.
Yeah. Like, right after we got enough signatures to recall his ass. He's like, you know, I was rethinking the whole shut the state down thing.
It's the same thing here. They're fucking gathering up to recall his ass because of the disasters and all the shit that's been going on. It's like, oh, you know, hey, how about we open up and go to 100% immediately? And everyone's like, so we're not giving a fuck about the numbers anymore or anything. That's just all of a sudden, fuck it, it's over. You know what? That's cancel culture for you. We're canceling COVID. We're canceling this shit. That's it.
Well, if you're gonna cancel something, you know.
I guess.
Here's the other thing I'm pissed off about this potato, because I want to still talk about potato.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For a minute,
let's stay on the potatoes.
First of all, the man keeps all his body parts in his ass, so I think we can already just throw common sense out the window and just say it's a fucking toy.
It's a potato. I mean, you had me a potato. It's a potato with parts in his ass.
Second, you're lucky that you have the potato in the box to begin with, because I was informed, and I verified this, that the first, in fact, Mr. Potato Head set didn't come with a plastic potato. You went to the kitchen and begged your mom to give you a fucking real potato.
Right, and you shoved that shit into a
potato. And you shoved those parts into a real potato. So...
Where's the Irish outrage for wasting potatoes?
Right? We had a whole famine over this.
I mean, for Christ's sake.
So
no, I know nothing of this.
You're like, what's a potato?
Yeah, Marco, does, like, this is white people talk. Hold on.
Yeah, man. I'm just standing by until I hear a plantain.
But like, here's the other thing too. Nobody asked them to. Right.
No, they did it on their own.
They just were like, we're going to volunteer to do some stupidness. And then the backlash was so swift that they came out and said, no. We were just renaming the whole toy line anyway. It had nothing to do with gender. We just wanted to rename the toy line to Potato Head. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. No, Hasbro hopped on the Twatterverse right away and said, and I quote, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head aren't going anywhere.
Right.
I'm like, well, it kind of sounds like they just went away.
Right. And that was the thing is they're saying, oh, no. This was already
yeah, it's planned. It's a rebranding. Yeah. Like,
wait, you waited about 3 days worth of outrage before you told everybody that it was just, you know, what you were calling the toy line now. So if that was the case, why didn't you tell us the first day? Why'd you wait? Let's see how pissed off people get.
Yeah, we'll see. Here's the thing. You have to weigh what was greater, the outrage or the praise. And the outrage was greater, so then they had to react to that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So
well, do you still, whoever whines the loudest.
Right. Do you guys remember what a tipping point was for you before cancel culture was cancel culture, when there was all this, when it was just PC? Because it was like there's PC.
Yeah, politically correct.
Right. And then it morphed into this.
Oh, I can point to the first freaking step down the slippery slope, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I want to know. And Mark, I want you to think of yours. And then I have mine. Is my memory is shit. But there was one instance where I was like, what the fuck are these people doing? So I want to, what was your what the fuck moment as far as them changing shit to appease a certain group of people? Because that's what political
waiter servers. Is.
Waiter server,
yeah,
okay.
Okay. Seriously, this sounds. But I started like it was secretary growing up, and then all of a sudden, secretary was insulting for some reason.
Uh huh.
And I don't understand why secretary is insulting. How come nurse never became insulting? How come, you know,
police nurse kind of stayed gender neutral, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. How is secretary insulting? And okay. I was like, no, I'm not a secretary. I'm an executive assistant.
Executive assistant.
Or an administrative assistant. And I went, that seems unnecessary. But I guess they just want a fancier title.
Right? Yeah. Like janitor got switched to custodial engineer.
Right. Right. Exactly. I know I'm fine with janitor. I'm fine with custodian. Right?
Like whatever.
But then, you see here, secretary's gone. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. But then all of a sudden you can't say waiter and waitress. It's server.
Server, because that is neutral. But there's still actor, actress, right?
But see, there's people trying to get rid of that too.
Hey, what are you going to call it then?
They're going to not have actor,
performer,
actress category. Yeah. But
monkeys, ooh. Trained monkeys.
Right now, I'd rather see them, you know, in something than what we've got. But that was my pivotal moment, is where I really looked at things, because, you know, we joked about like, oh, what are you going to have? This garbage man's going to be a sanitation engineer. Well, guess what, motherfucker?
Yeah, sanitation. It's sanitation something, right?
Yeah, right.
Sanitation worker, technician. Yeah. Right.
And
because I feel like tossing the word engineer behind somebody's title, like custodial engineer, sanitation engineer, kind of takes away from the actual fucking engineers. Like people who went to college that are fucking engineers. Like those people should be. Where's the engineer outrage?
Right, you get a master's degree from Caltech and you're like, excuse me?
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
Fucking engineer. What about the.
You didn't design the truck, motherfucker. You carried the trash to it.
What about the flip? Remember the flip from stewardess to flight attendant?
Right.
Yeah, I was going to mention
it was
that
a
one,
flight
yeah.
steward or a flight stewardess, and then it was a flight attendant. Which, flight let's attendant. Face it, if you met the guys that worked on those planes, they were all stewardesses.
Not hating, just pointing out the obvious.
I'm not saying.
I'm just saying.
So, Marco, what about you? What was your what the fuck moment as far as is along those lines? And I love the background on your. You people can't see this because. YouTube fucking hates us, but soon, we're all on Zoom doing this, and Marco has the Haunted Mansion wallpaper behind him, which is fucking amazing.
So funny that you mentioned my background, because I started off a long time ago for me when this changed toilet paper to tissue paper.
Oh shit. The hurt is real.
So, but I knew we're in deep shit. I watched it. It was a George Carlin special a long time ago, and he had that breakdown about him. Yeah, but he had that breakdown a long time ago about, like, you know, toilet paper and tissue paper, and, you know, like from bathroom to restroom. Like, no one fucking asked him if that was okay. It just started happening.
Right.
But when I knew that it wasn't going to stop and it was only going to get worse is when, again, it's just what I said about the background and the Haunted Mansion background, is when they changed Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
And guys, that was a long time ago. That was years ago, right? In comparison to a long
Are
time
you talking
ago.
Talking about the wench, that scene?
Yes.
The first time when they started to have the women chase the men.
Right.
The men chase the men.
Well, it pissed me off when they put fucking Jack Sparrow in fucking everything and they started to morph the ride after the movie, because the movie was after the ride. But I get it, but I was like, come on.
Because they were,
I get that because they are a branding giant, and you know, there was a resurgence for them, you know, as far as that title's concerned because of the movie. So I understood. I didn't agree with it, but I mean, it's not my park, it's their park.
I was just tired of the idiots in the boat yelling at Jack Sparrow thinking he was fucking real.
Oh yeah. Well, that's because he showed up a couple times and people thought that they were gonna catch him, you know.
Right.
But it's when they changed. When those rides originally were, and I'm going to get a little further into this too, as far as Disneyland is concerned, or Disney's concerned, but those rides were all based on history, on things that actually happened. It wasn't. Correct. It's not based on ideology. It's not based on opinion. It's based on fact. These things happen. You know, saying like the pirates went in and they plundered. You know, they
raped
and plunder. Pillaged. Yeah. And we pillage and we raid
the hedges
and prune the hedges, yeah, of many, many fine villages. Look, so this is things that actually happened, and it's when they went in and flipped, so it's 50% of the mannequins, if you will, of the pirates are chasing the women, and then the women are chasing the pirates, and then to have it make sense, they have the pirates holding like food, like they're stealing food, and the women's are holding rolling pins, like chasing after them, you know.
Right. But did you notice that it was like the one when they first flipped to the woman chasing the man? It was the heavy set.
I mean,
the rolling pin chasing. Always the way. It was the two pirates were chasing the pretty chicks,
yeah.
and the fat lady was chasing the pirates.
Right.
But then they switched all of the women are chasing.
Right.
It.
Right.
Well, before originally he didn't have food. Like when the fat girl, and I can say,
oh, that's right. She was chasing him to get some D.
Right. Uh-huh. To get that pirate D.
She wanted that PD.
And his hands were out like, help me. Right. And then they changed to put food on everybody. Everybody's hands, and that's what it kind of became.
Hey, they should have left it the original way, because then it was equally rapey.
It's like both of them are trying to get theirs. So that's when they caved, because it was a petition that was started. It wasn't internally; it was a petition started by goers to the park when they caved and changed it in order to appease that. I knew that it was only a matter of time before the sections of the Rivers of America, where they had the actual Rivers of America, where they had like when you kind of go through and you have a section where they have Native Americans off to the side with the chief and they're kind of doing a tribal dance.
Right.
So I knew that was going to go next, and sure enough, it went.
And all the shit on Jungle Cruise.
And it's still continuing. Like they're doing a remodel of the Jungle Cruise, and it's already been announced that they're gonna be taking out
the movie, because there's a Jungle Cruise movie with Kevin Hart and The Rock.
Yeah, but
was I not supposed to say that? No, I didn't sign an NDA. Fuck it.
No, that's already a teaser for that. That's already a teaser for that. No. They're taking out the African chief guy.
Yeah, they're taking out the headhunter, and they're taking out
the headhunter, and
the black dudes on the pole with the rhinoceros.
With the rhinoceros up going up their asses. Like they're taking all that. They're changing all that.
They're going full. They're going full pirates, because also the pirates they swapped out with the bio wench. Situation the redhead.
Oh to the redhead.
Yeah, now it's the redhead selling.
The redhead has like the redhead is the pirate now.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
She's a pirate. I just missed the whole show them your larboard side, and she turns around. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Anyways, and then one pirate, are you selling her by the pound?
they cut that out too.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah,
because that's fat shaming. So, it's fat shaming. You can't do that. It's body shaming.
So I mean. The whole Song of the South thing with America Sing, well, it's not America Sing, but it's like the whole fucking rebranding Splash Mountain. I understand that, because Song of the South, it was what that ride is based after. I understand, you know, saying it could be a
there's a difference between telling a there's a difference between telling a historical, you know,
right,
a history, a story versus right, celebrating what that was. So I get
exactly
it. You don't want to celebrate the, because I mean, look, there's a lot of bullshit that happened in this country mm-hmm, back in the day.
Absolutely.
Up until the 60s, there was some fucked up shit. So we don't need to celebrate it. We don't need to really erase it, but we don't need to celebrate it.
So when, so in answer to your question, it's kind of a two-part answer. So that's when, like, when I knew that this shit was going to continue to go down the hill and not stop. When I threw my hands up in the air and I was just like, oh, this is just fucking like out of control.
Did you wave them like you just don't care?
I did not, because I'm not African American, so therefore, like, you know, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Marco, you can say it's okay to say black.
Is it though?
Yes.
Is it?
I've heard from numerous black people that you can say black.
Is it? The point where I was just like, fuck this, is when I found out that they removed the Trail of Tears from history books and teaching in school. That's when I was like, okay, all right. So now
I need you to elaborate for the people that have gone through school without the Trail of Tears.
I'm going to say this. Look the shit up.
There you go.
Look at, I'm
going to throw the whole do your own research line out there.
Well, I'm just, it's kind of an important part of history. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, we're not saying right or wrong. Obviously we're all like, it's wrong. Right. But no, we're not saying right or wrong. What we're saying is, like, we should know, you should be informed, and masking where I have, Well, get me started. It's just, you can't, the idea that you're going to change the future by not learning from the past, but erasing the teachings of the past is fucking retarded. It's fucking retarded. It's always been said
for a long time.
Yeah, and it's been said, learn from your mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you learn from your mistakes or your
shortcomings. Those who don't know their history are doomed to repeat it.
Are doomed to repeat it. And if you're
in high school, because you didn't pass the class, so you have to take it again. But in the more meta sense, you know, in the more meta sense, everything is cyclical. Everything is. And it's going to come back around.
Yep. Like fashion, we're on a 30-year fucking cycle.
Yeah.
Bell bottoms came back in the 90s from the 60s. I mean, fuck, it happens.
Yeah, if you don't. Unfortunately. So, if the lessons are not there for you to learn them, or lessons are not there for anyone to learn or you know, take away from, whether you were present or not, whether you agree with it or not, it's not a matter of agreeing with it. It's a matter of understanding that this happened. And by going back and researching, you can understand the math on how it got there in order to not duplicate it, not fall down the same line.
Well, if you go back east to some of these, like, you know, settlement colony reenactment places where you can go for the weekend or you can take a field trip and you walk around like an old town, and then they have a whole section where people dress in period clothing and, you know, use period tools and stuff like that, and they spend the whole day like that to teach students about history. You know, you go to some of those places and they're going to have black docents that volunteer to portray slaves because that was a fact of life,
right?
And I think, you know, everybody's like, oh, that's not right. I'm like, you know, they volunteered to be there, right? They're not actually slaves. Like, nobody, these are people going, hey, we want to present history in an accurate light. Black people were slaves. We are history buffs. We're volunteering to be the black people and pretend to be the slaves because we think it's important for kids to learn about our history and our heritage and not duplicate it.
Right. And it's not celebrating it, but just portraying it accurately and
accurately and factually.
Yeah.
And factually, you know, and that is how. Like you said again and again, that's how you learn. That is how you learn. That's
just like it. So, not really off topic, but kind of like adjacent. Last night I couldn't fucking sleep. I was up all fucking night, and I was like, all right, Netflix, boom, and I watched Django. Okay. No, didn't okay. do that. So I was watching Django, and then it got me thinking, because I knew what we were going to talk about tonight. And it got me thinking, wow, how long is this going to be okay? Because here's a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Tarantino gets a pass. I don't know why. But
Quentin Tarantino for how long? I mean, Dr. Seuss got a pass until a couple of days ago. Right? I mean,
but Dr. Seuss didn't need a pass.
Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben were a thing until fucking last year, the year before, whatever that fucking was. You know, the Washington Redskins were a thing until not too long ago. And that was a Native American chief that was proud to be portrayed as that silhouette and everything.
Well, we can go on and on. Back in the 90s, because we were some of the last people to graduate as the Braves at our high school. The
Birmingham Braves. Yeah.
And everybody
asked. And now it's the Birmingham Patriots.
Which,
and it's like, okay,
that's racist. So, being a patriot yeah, because is racist now.
White fucking colonists that own slaves. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what the fuck? That's the first thing I thought when I was like, oh, they went from the Native. You can't portray the Native Americans because that's shameful. So we're going to switch to the white colonial people that owned fucking black people. Like, what the fuck? Right, like, that's okay.
Honor the Native American heritage that lived in California.
They shit on that and let's then name the school fucking after colonial slave owners, and it's still plastered. You go to fucking anybody in LA, go to fucking Balboa and fucking
Victory
right there on the side, Birmingham Patriots, you know, the colonial guys, slave owners. Here we are.
Well, I don't even care about the colonial slave owner aspect of it. I'm just talking about nowadays the term patriot has become a supposedly racist. Oh, you're a patriot, huh?
We watched that movie in the sales area today at work, by the way.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, put The Patriot on.
Wait, which one?
The Patriot.
The Patriot.
Oh, The Patriot.
Mel Gibson, yeah.
Mel Gibson? Like
at work in the sales area. Put it on. Mm-hmm. Fuck everybody. Here we are.
Oh, man, he is feeling all of that whiskey.
Yeah. So, no, you know what one of my moments was, aside from the other ones we discussed? One of the big whiskey. what the fuck? Say again.
It was a whiskey. It was a whiskey was moment. Whiskey.
That is my moment. Oh yeah. Tomorrow morning's run's gonna suck. Anyway, I have an iPhone. You guys are Team Android.
Okay.
iPhone had a revolver emoji.
Right. Oh yes.
Had a gun.
Yes. Yeah.
And they swapped it out for a green blatant squirt gun.
Yep.
Before that, Google changed one of their emojis. Their salad emoji had an egg on it, and that was offensive to the fucking vegans.
This gets
so they
me.
Removed
this,
the,
this one got me.
They removed the egg from the salad emoji. I shit you fucking not. So I'm like, okay, so they removed the gun. They replaced the gun emoji with the squirt gun. There's still swords, blood, knives, all sorts of other shit. I mean, I could fuck a motherfucker up with a knife. I don't need a gun. Right. But there's still all these other weapons.
I kind of want to.
You know? Yeah. That was the moment where I was like, okay, pretty much all hope is lost. Here we are. You know, you're offended by a fucking emoji on a fucking cell phone. Fuck you.
You know, I think part of this, or like the me first, is it's the me first thing.
Me too, or me first?
No, me first, not me too. Me first.
Okay.
Me first is like the. It's almost like a hunt. It's like a rush to be the first person to find that thing, and yell out, "Oh, I just found this!
Virtue signaling. I'm so much better than you guys because I found this awful racist thing over here, and I pointed it out first, which makes me better than everybody because I saw it and you all didn't.
Absolutely. Whether you actually believe, like, you don't even think or have a moment or even take a moment to think whether it's actually offensive or actually some things are for sure. I'm not denying that, but The fucking egg in the salad emoji. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fucking egg in the salad emoji. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Like, and this is the literal slippery slope. Like, everybody goes, oh, it's no slippery slope. That's always the argument because you just, oh, yeah, just because you give people this, it's going to go. No, this is literally what happened.
Yeah. Look at where the fuck we are.
Exactly.
A potato toy.
Exactly. Look, guys, look exactly where we're at. You know what I'm saying? Changing mascots all the way around. We talked about the Chiefs and the Indians, as far as their mascots concerned,
Uncle Ben's rice. You know, saying,
and here's the thing, how would you feel if there was a team and their logo was a stereotypical white dude and they were called the Crackers? I'm like, I would be the first one in line to buy the hat.
Yeah.
I don't,
I'm not mad at the Lucky Charms cereal.
Well, we're saving that one for freaking our St. Patrick's Day episode, but you're 100% right. And there comes a point at which you have to draw the line and say this far and no further. And so far,
right,
people are just not willing to, they're just, instead of getting mad and saying, knock it the fuck off, they're just going, they're rolling their eyes and going, oh, silly children.
Okay.
I said this before, and I think I've talked to Matt about this lightly, but one of the scariest forces right now, one of the scariest forces that anyone is dealing with right now is social quote unquote justice. You know, it's like social justice or rallying people up like sheep, you know what I'm saying? Like a herd, and directing a herd towards something right now is so easy to do with social media, and it's such a scary fucking thing that it's hard for the average show or somebody to stand up against, because if you go against the quote unquote masses, you get trampled the fuck over, you know, you get people
in, right. And they're the minority.
But keyboard, we go back to keyboard warriors, the loudest voices on, you know, on the internet, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Having the right verbiage to attract the right hashtag, knowing the system and how to use it in order to essentially, like, opinion shame. It's opinion shaming. So if you think about it, you know,
right. Because you don't believe the same thing I do. That makes you racist, or that makes you transphobic. That makes you,
oh God, that fucking word.
No.
The racist word.
Hold on, guys. Let's put this down a little further. It's not even you're racist. It's that you're wrong. It's black and white. Like, right, your opinion, if you're not lined up, if you don't think the way I think. Well, that's exactly, and it goes, that's the scary part. If you do not think the way that the majority thinks, if you do not align yourself, this is the scariest part of it all. If you do not align yourself with what the social popular
has nothing to do with the majority, but it's the fucking mob, the social mob.
We'll say the social mob, right? If you do not align yourself with the 100% belief of the social mob, then you shouldn't exist. Your opinion does not matter. And the hypocrisy of this is fucking crazy to me, because this is how it all started, is by, again, quote unquote, one side saying, we feel like we don't have a voice. So now they raise their voice. Hey, yo, good for you guys. You know, good for everyone that wants to voice their opinion. And then you keep on raising the voice and keep on raising and keep on raising. And now I got to the point where you fucking flip the script. The ones that were supposed to be fighting for everyone's voices and everyone's fucking opinion now is flipping shit and trumping. No pun intended.
You can't say that word.
I understand.
That's hate speech. That's hate speech.
I understand. So they are holding down. They are oppressing. You know, they are literally oppressing anyone else who has an opinion different than theirs, which is how this shit got fucking started to begin with.
And it shouldn't, and it's become a political issue, and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be about politics. It should be about goddamn common sense.
It should be about common sense. You're right, Thomas. Go ahead.
It should be 100% about timeout. Let's look at this logically, and let's decide if this makes fucking sense. Like, okay, if they're talking about in the People's Republic of California, a law that will fine stores that separate their toy aisles in boys' toys and girls' toys sections.
So you can't organize.
Those kids naturally gravitate to those toys anyway. And there's nothing to say that they're not blocking girls from going down the quote unquote boy toy aisles.
Yeah. Let them go to whatever toy they fucking want.
Let them go whatever fucking aisle they want. But if you have the time to write laws stating what fucking the toy aisle at a store is going to look like, and yet I can drive down the street and see fucking Tent City on a public sidewalk with a bunch of homeless people taking a shit, you are on the wrong side of this.
Dude, you don't even know. Come down to my neighborhood. You don't even know about tent cities down here. But I want to say one thing about all this bullshit.
I'm going to be real with you guys. You two.
Yeah.
You two don't even know about tent cities. Austin has a actual passed law that is you can camp anywhere. City grant. Yeah. So the homeless problem here is ridiculous. Really?
Oh yeah.
It's
Some pictures and send them to me. I want to see. We'll compare.
It is fucking crazy.
One of the leading guys that wants to take over for fucking slick haired gruesome Newsom is the Major mayor Williams? The mayor from San Diego.
Oh.
That motherfucker cleaned up the homeless problem. Didn't like ship them out and just drop them off anywhere, but had actual solutions where there were no tents, none of that bullshit. And so he's one of the guys that's saying, hey, I'll run the state. Look what I did to San Diego. And I'm looking at that going, yeah, okay. But the other point I wanted to make was with all this shit that we're talking about, I want to bring back a saying that maybe some of the younger generation that listens to this podcast isn't aware of because it no longer is a thing, but there was a saying growing up that we heard that is on repeat in my head and needs to be a thing again. And it's this: sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Right.
Fucking words, you fucking soft belly pieces of shit. They're fucking words. They're fucking words.
You know, you learn more from listening to your opposition.
Oh, for sure.
You learn more from listening to your opposition because you understand where they're coming from, where they're standing.
Get out of the echo chamber. Get out of your fucking echo chamber.
Yeah, I am.
Get the fuck out.
Yes.
And you have to familiarize yourself with your opponent's argument if you ever have hopes of intelligently rebutting it.
Correct. And not arguing.
Rebutting it is not.
You heard what he said. He said rebutting. He didn't say arguing. Rebutting.
Right. Yeah. Rebutting. I can have a discussion with somebody, and technically it's a debate. Technically it's an argument. We are arguing the facts. But I feel like, do you remember that old Monty Python sketch? Oh, you hear an argument.
Which one?
Oh, you hear an argument.
Oh, yes.
I told you once. No, you haven't. Yes, I have. No, you haven't. Wait a minute. An argument is not just yes, I have. No, I haven't. Yes, it is. No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
And you know what? One guy in the sketch is trying to argue about what an argument is, and the other person, no, it isn't.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
You know what? I'm gonna give you guys a comparison. Do you guys have anybody, any echo chambers at work? Do you guys deal with on a basis? Work. Work itself, you mean?
Work itself is an echo chamber. Like,
all right.
Like, literally, we're like fucking... When certain people that hold certain views that are not in line with the, you know, kind of cultural norms at our office building, we have to like pass each other like a fucking Ocean's 11 heist, being prepared, where we're like,
oh yeah,
we're like rubbing our noses at each other and winking and tipping our hats and calling in the southpaw with arm signals and shit, because we're like referencing something that just happened on the news or referencing something that's in, you know, and we're like, aha, you and I both are on the same page, but you can't fucking say it out loud. You cannot fucking say it out loud.
I mean, look, like, we work in Hollyweird, so that pretty much tells you where the political leaning is.
It's almost like talking to the fucking Black Knight. You know what I'm saying? You're your arm is off. No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
Right.
It's just a
flesh wound.
It's just a flesh wound. That's like, hey, this is wrong. No, it isn't.
By coworkers and clientele alike. One of my coworkers called me this the other day, and it was kind of funny. And this person said, "You're kind of like politically bisexual." And I said, "Yeah, because I don't align myself."
It used to be called being a centrist.
Yeah, I've been a registered independent since the day I could register. I'm an independent. I lean one way on certain issues. and lean another way on other issues.
You and I don't agree on every issue politically. We just happen to agree on 90% of all the issues. Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. And this was, Matt, you'll know who I'm talking about. We had two people at work. One is younger than me. One's a little bit older than me. One runs a department that you would think of. One runs a department where you would, you know, expect a certain kind of view, and the other one's younger and is more of a kind of a liberal view. And there was a discussion about college debt, right?
Oh, okay.
On my left side, it was, you know, we got to have a plan. Like Bernie's got a plan to just wipe out college debt because, you know, these kids took these loans and they got preyed on and they're worthless and they were sold a bill of goods and da 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 da. And then on the other side, hey, you took the fucking loan. You fucking pay it back. I didn't co-sign that fucking loan. I'm not absorbing the hit. You know, that whole argument, right?
Right.
Right.
And I went, hold on. Stop. I will bet you that you guys can actually agree on a solution. You're agreeing that, or you're disagreeing that there's a problem or not, right? You're saying that there's a student debt problem, and you're saying, no, there isn't. Just pay your loans back. Now, what if I said, hey, I will acknowledge that college tuition has inflated way beyond what normal, like if you track the cost of milk, the cost of gas, the cost of bread, the cost of a house, and then you track the cost of college, is like 300% ahead of everything else on the inflation scale for that same time period. Right. And part of that is when the government said, we're going to give you, it said to everybody, hey, you can get $10,000 for school. You go to a community college and they're like, it's $3,000 a semester. And the kid's like, oh, I don't have $3,000, but I did apply for a student loan. And they said I could have up to $10,000 for school. And they'll go, did I say $3,000? I meant $10,000 a semester. Cause if that's what they're going to give you, that's what it costs. Right. So I'll admit that there was that whole thing. Well, I said, what if we did this? What if we took all the universities where they overcharge people, and we said, okay, we're going to go scale it back to figure out if you had just actually gone with regular inflation, what your college tuition prices should be. And then we're going to figure out what you made those students pay, and whatever that difference is, you've got to cough that up to the feds out of your athletics budget, out of your new building budget, whatever budget you want to cut it out of. You need to, you know, cut it out of that to pay that back. And then the actual reasonable amount that college cost would be paid by the person who actually got the degree. So they're only actually paying what they should have paid in the first place. Would you guys both agree to that? And they're like, well, yeah, that's reasonable. Okay. So the kid still has to, you know, pay his loan back, but it's prorated to what he should have paid based on inflation. And the other guy's like, oh wait, so the colleges are held accountable for being greedy. And I'm like, yes, both things can happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, I'd go with that. And I'm like, see, you fucking idiots.
Yeah. And here's my thing with the whole, let's wipe out college debt. It's intellectually dishonest to propose to wipe out college debt while still allowing college debt to be incurred.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't keep throwing these loans out there and saying, oh, we're going to wipe out the past ones. Quit fucking giving the current ones if that's the case. Yeah. You need, it's intellectually dishonest, but whatever. I digress.
Well, as I know we're wrapping it up.
We still got another 15 minutes. We can fuck around for a little bit.
As you hear the glass.
The whole time.
As you hear the ice in the glass.
Well, I was we were talking about the worst thing was the potato head, but you know, far be it for the woke crowd to let that be the worst thing that they do. The woke crowd said, hold my beer,
watch this,
and cancel Dr. fucking Seuss.
Yeah. Now to be clear, what had happened was,
mm-hmm,
the Dr. Seuss,
You didn't say that right.
What had happened was,
there you go.
I thought I did that.
No, you enunciated it way too much.
Oh, sorry. That's the bourbon talking. So
bourbon makes him pronounce shit better for some reason. Yeah,
for some reason. I'm Irish. What the fuck do you want? We drink and we fight. Here we go. So what
happens? A whole song about it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, as long as he doesn't cut me an Irish rose, we're pretty good. We're fine.
What was it your dad used to say? An Irish
rose? My dad would. Well, there's a couple things. There's two things. My dad once told me, and I wish my father had an Irish accent, but that was washed out by his, you know, father.
Yeah.
But he said, there are two things. Son, remember, you cannot say you've been drunk all day unless you start first thing in the morning. That was one of them. And the other one was
wrong words.
Yeah. Son, remember, a true Irishman isn't drunk until he has to hold on to a single blade of grass to keep from falling off the face of the earth.
Right. And my grandfather used to say that whiskey was invented so Irish people wouldn't take over the world.
Wouldn't take over the world. That is correct. Yeah. Yep.
That's fair.
So I feel oppressed. I just want to say I
what?
Bushmills is oppressing me with their I'm not living up to my full potential. Damn you, Bushmills.
They're the oldest licensed whiskey still distillery in the world, right?
Yeah. I don't know, actually. But
I believe so.
It wasn't all of Dr. Seuss's books, apparently.
No, there were six.
Well, but
They're not banned and they're not canceled. Technically, the trust that runs the publishing for the Dr. Seuss Enterprise books, whatever, has decided that as of a couple of days ago, they are no longer going to print any more of those six books.
But in addition, this is like the everybody read day or National Read a Book Day or whatever.
Well, yeah, May 2nd is Dr. Seuss's birthday, and that's the America Reads thing or whatever the fuck
it's called. So apparently they left him out of the America Reads Day on his own birthday.
Correct.
Because of that.
Yes.
And as far as I'm concerned.
But to be fair, all this shit wasn't racist when Michelle Obama had the whole Dr. Seuss reading in the White House. But whatever. What the fuck do I know? I'm just a white guy.
Well, so I thought I would pull out one of my favorite Dr. Seuss stories.
Yeah.
Which it's a lesser known story to some people about the star-bellied Sneetches called the Sneetches.
Wait. Are you going to read some of this?
The Sneetches get bitches?
The Sneetches on the
bitches? Okay.
The Sneetches get bitches?
So, a couple things. First of all, love that the Dead Kennedys referenced the star-bellied Sneetches in one of their songs.
Yes.
Secondly, I don't think you should read it in your voice.
Well, so I was going to read it as the it was okay under President Obama, so I thought maybe Obama could read this story to you.
I don't know. I think it's too on the nose.
Which would be, now the star-bellied Sneetches had bellies with stars. The plain-bellied Sneetches had none upon ours. That's kind of how that would go. But you're right. It's a little too on the nose.
I think one of my favorite voices that you do that I think would be great for this particular reading would be of the great Christopher Walken. I think that would just sound amazing. Okay. Do Christopher Walken reading the Star-Bellied Sneetches.
Now, if you remember from our old podcast, my Christopher Walken impression is so bad that we don't actually call him Christopher Walken. We call him
what did I call him one day?
I was Mr. Walken.
Mr. So do Mr. Walken,
because Matt was
in honor of the whiskey I'm drinking and the fact that you're
Mr. Walken and Christopher Walken, and he ended up saying Mr. Walken. So the Sneetches on the Beaches, for those of you who don't know, is literally about a guy. There's an animal called the Sneetch, and some have stars on their stomachs and some don't. And there's a guy that comes and totally disrupts their life by offering to take money to make the ones without stars have stars, and then the ones with stars want to be without. And it's this whole thing. And basically, he just laughs because he stole all their money, and they were all.
Hey. It's a great sociological experiment.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story about accepting.
It's really deep.
Right.
For a kid's book, it's really deep.
He sounds like a fucking pimp. I'm going to take this chick over here. Right. Looks different. I'm going to take her over here to the hair salon. I'm going to get her extensions and some cornrows.
Well,
I'm going to dress her up a little bit differently, and I'm going to put her ass on the street.
No, but seriously, the core of that story is you're going to one group and saying, look, those fuckers have stars. You don't have stars. You give me this money, I'll give you stars. You look like them. And then you go to the other group and go, now all these motherfuckers have stars. If you want to be different, I could take your stars away from you. And
right.
Yeah.
So you're right, Margo. The guy was a pimp. Do you know what his name and story is? Sylvester McMonkey McBean.
That's amazing. That's better than the, there was a coworker that my sister worked with, and I swear to Christ, the name on her driver's license, and I hope we don't get in trouble for this, was was Boomshika McTweeter.
No, you're fucking lying.
Hand of fucking God. Call my sister. You have her number.
That's better than McTweeter. Harry Johnson III.
Boomshika McTweeter.
Oh, shit.
Boomshika, right. I'm sorry, girl, if you're listening to this. I don't know why you would be, but that we love you.
All right, so great. So here we go. The Starbellies, the Sneetches by Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel. As read by Mr. Walken. All right, here we go. Now the star-bellied Sneetches had bellies with stars. The plain-bellied Sneetches had none upon theirs. Those stars weren't so big. They were really so small.
So
you'd
bad.
Think such a thing wouldn't matter at all.
Now switch to Pacino. Do Pacino.
Wait. Do you want young Pacino like this? Do you want young?
No, older Pacino.
You want to get on a hot tin roof Pacino?
I want Hua Pacino.
Yes.
But because they had stars, all the star-belly Sneetches, Hua, would brag, we're the best kind of Sneetch on the beaches. Hua. With their snoots in the air, they would sniff and they'd snort. Hooah. We'll have nothing to do with a plain-bellied sort.
Mel Gibson and Braveheart. Mel Gibson and Braveheart.
Oh, I think my wife's not here. Okay. And whenever they met some, when they were out walking, he'd hike right on past them without even talking. When the star-bellied children went out to play ball, could a plain belly get in the game? No, not at all.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Yes, I was just going to ask. Morgan
okay, Freeman. Lightning round. Here we go. You only could play if your bellies had stars, and the plain belly children had none upon theirs. When the star-bellied Sneetches had frankfurter roasts, or picnics or parties, or marshmallow toasts. They never invited the plain bellied Sneetches. They left them out cold in the dark on the beaches.
Oh my God.
Wait. You ready? I got to pick one here. The Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Oh, fuck. We getting canceled for
we getting canceled for
they
sure.
They kept them away. Never let them come near. And that's how they treated them year after year. Then, one day, it seems,
we're so done.
While the plain bellied Sneetches were moping and doping alone on the beaches, just sitting there wishing their bellies had stars. A stranger zapped up in the strangest of cars.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great, often imitated, never duplicated, Thomas. Bravo, sir. Bravo. I haven't
whipped any of those out. Do you remember that comedian who used to do Winnie the Pooh as read by Arnold Schwarzenegger to his children?
Yes.
Oh,
who was that? Oh, fuck. Him.
I don't remember who that guy was, but the whole gag was that every time he got to the end of a story, Arnold Schwarzenegger ended it with, and he fucking killed him. It was like, so the bear went into the rabbit hole, you know, and he eats all the honey and he gets big and fat. And now he's too fat and he can't get out of the hole. And the rabbit tried to push the fat bear out the hole, but he wouldn't go. So the rabbit went and got a shotgun and he fucking killed him.
Oh,
Oh, so good.
Was it Goldilocks? He goes,
yeah, the Goldilocks one was Goldilocks. Epic. Goes, epic.
The bears go out for a walk, and then this little blonde girl breaks into the house like a fucking burglar. And then she eats all their porridge and sits in their chairs and falls asleep in the bed. And the bears come home and they said, who is eating the porridge and who is sitting in the chair? And then they went upstairs and they found Goldilocks and they fucking killed her. I cannot remember the name of that comedian, but those two stories have stuck in my head for years.
No, I remember that from the high school days. That's it.
God.
Oh, man.
I was trying to look right now. I can't.
You know what this generation needs?
A fucking Dennis enema. Leary. Dennis, yes. And George Carlin. No, George Carlin. Both.
Look,
oh my God. But older Dennis Leary, the no cure for cancer Dennis Leary.
Yes.
That's no
right,
generation.
Right.
Metallica guy. Dennis Leary. Look up his stand-up. Oh, God, no Sam cure Kinison. For cancer. Oh, Sam Kinison, too.
If Sam Kinison were alive today, this generation's heads would explode.
I agree.
Heads would explode.
Or Sam Kinison's head would explode because there's not enough screaming he could do. He would fucking die.
He would actually jump out of the Corvette.
Yeah. God, Metallica guy, you have so much fucking homework to do right now, bro. Like, I'm not even joking with you. Like,
you know what's funny is at this point, we're not even really talking to a Metallica guy. It's just that became like this like term that refers to any of our listeners that don't know what we're talking about. We love you, Metallica guy.
If at any point in time you were like, who's that? We're talking to you. Look that shit up.
Hold on, man writes a damn book against
racism using anthropomorphic sneeches, and they're gonna ban him. They're gonna ban him,
and then but yet give fucking Song of the Year to fucking wet ass pussy.
Well, there's that.
I was gonna bring that up,
and I'm glad you did because I was literally about to bring that up. You find Dr. Seuss offensive, go ahead and listen to some modern rap and hip hop. And fucking get the fuck back to me. I'm over here waiting.
Well, that's like Hollywood trying to virtue signal anything sexually to me when they give standing ovations to Roman Polanski and they allow Woody Allen to make movies and they all turn a blind eye to Harvey Weinstein. I think Brad Pitt's the only one I respect out of that group because Brad Pitt went up to Harvey Weinstein and said, you ever fucking touch Gwyneth Paltrow again, I'll bust your face. I can respect that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Meryl Streep, fuck you, Meryl Streep. You're going to give a standing ovation to a guy that sodomized a drunk 14-year-old girl? Kiss my ass. Roman Polanski can't come into this country ever again for a reason.
Yeah.
And also Metallica guy, look up Roman Polanski and how he sodomized a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And he's banned from the country because there's still a warrant out for his arrest because he never went to trial.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
He fled the country. All right.
Well, on that note...
Yes. Fuck. What started out lighthearted got a little heavy there for a little bit, but you know, all in all, good show.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, before we leave, if anybody out there, seriously, if you're doing that run challenge Friday night, hit me up. Hit us up on the socials for Locker Room podcast because I want to be able to connect with you to, you know, Friday through Sunday is going to be a fucking shit show. So the more the merrier if you're doing it.
In other words, I need somebody to text at 3 a.m. when I'm out jogging.
No, because Goggins is going live at the beginning of every leg to give like a little on his Instagram to give like a little pep talk and whatever. But I'm fucking doing it, man. Fuck it. Yeah. And if you are too, let's fucking hook up and, you know, let's bond together in our misery.
Well, for everything else, you can also reach us on the socials. You can email us at lockerroommailbag@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voicemail. Matt, do you have
a voicemail? Oh, number? I fucking do. Hold on.
It is 626-692-5122.
You motherfucker. You just once again,
the number is, you can hate voicemail Matt at 626-692-5122.
So funny story about that.
Get
your drunk stories in. We've been getting a lot more in and really appreciate that. And just so you guys know, there's when you sent it, and I responded to somebody sent us another fucking book pretty much. I'm too lazy to look up his name right now. But I'm telling a lot of people that I'm not actually reading them when you send them in, because 90% of the fun is we're going to read them live on the podcast to get right. like mm-hmm. actual legit reaction. So I don't want to read them beforehand. So just so you know, when I'll pop you a message back when you email it to us, that I got it and everything and say what's up, but yep. I'm not going to actually read it at that time.
And people can still go get Choo Choo Motherfucker t-shirts on our TeePublic store, and you can go to TeePublic and type in War Stories, or go to warstoriesofficial.com and you can from there get over to our TeePublic store. And Matt in Reno, emailed Matt us. Reno. And so next week, I have a question from Matt in Reno for Matt on the podcast, because he wants to know our thoughts on, and I saved this for an episode because I know how this is going to go. We didn't have enough time to get to it tonight. He wants to know our thoughts on Stolen Valor. Don't say anything, because I know you're already like, oh, motherfucker, I've got shit to say about Stolen Valor.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, mouth shut. we will get into that.
Yeah. So. Okay, well, I think that does it then. And until next week, we'll see you in the locker room.
Yes, we will.
That's racist. Bye.
What the fuck ever.
All right.